Sunday 21st of April, Yudal of Eon, Rabbi Matsio Lawrence, Melechet Tzevea, Common Charles.
Good morning. By way of instruction, I would ask if possibly those who are at the far ends could move a little bit closer. It's a little easier to speak when it's a bit more compacted. Secondly, because we have a very large subject with a lot of different points, I would ask that questions could be left to the end, because I'm sure many of the points that may arouse your interest will be dealt with throughout the Shia. So the title of the Shia is Meleches Tzevea, the Melocha of Tzevea, which translates as dyeing or colouring on Shabbos, which is one of the Lamed Tes Melochas. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes Halocha Yud Gimel, HaTzevea B'Tzeva HaMiskayim, somebody who dyes something with a dye which is miskayim, able to last, Chayev. His Chayev is transgressed a melocha on Shabbos. B'Tzeva She'eino Miskayim Potter. If somebody dyes something, somebody colors something with a tzeva which is eino miskayim, it's not able to last, there's something about this tzeva, about this dye, that it won't last, potter, then the person is potter. The Nishmas Odom from the Chayodom writes that although the Rambam seems to only talk about tzeva hamiskayim, the actual dye or the colouring substance, as being something which needs to be miskayim if one is to be chayev, nevertheless, the Rambam also takes on that the object that you are colouring has to be also a dovar hamiskayim, something itself which is going to last. If it is something which is going to disappear, or it's going to not going to last, the substance itself is something that won't hold a dye, so then even if the dye itself is a very good dye, but if the substance itself or the object will not hold the dye, then a person will be potter. Nevertheless, as we know in all Meleches Shabbos, whenever it says potter, potter means potter aval osso. It is osso midrabbonon to do it, even if it is not miskayim. And therefore many of the examples that we will see in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Tzeveah are examples which are not miskayim, but nevertheless they are osso midrabbonon to do. Some examples are also midoraisa, and some examples will be also midrabbonon. What exactly is the geder, the definition, the parameters of get of miskayim, something that lasts, ink or dye that lasts, or a surface that actually lasts, is a very big machlekes hapoiskim, and we're not going to deal with that in this shiur. Now, we always, when we investigate Meleches Shabbos, we have to look exactly where was the melacha done in the Beis Hamik, in the building of the Mishkan. From there we can understand what the geder of the melacha is. So, all of the first melachas in the Lamed Tes melachas, the first 10, 11 melachas, are all things which they did in order, they were producing samamonim, dyes, in order to dye materials and types of thread to be used in the building of the Mishkan. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Omid Beis explains, the B'maschil Tzadei Chilozen, and Rashi in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes Omid Beis, Dibur Maschil Heim Zoru, explains that they used the dyes to dye the tzema with the blood of the chilozon. The chilozon was a type of fish or sea creature, which they extracted its blood and turned it into a dye, and they would dye tzema wool with this dye. They would also dye oiros elim, the skins of the animals, with a red type of dye after they had treated the skins. That's a Rashi also in Daf Mem Tesed as well. How do we know that they would actually dye these skins? So the Batanura explains, Midloy Kasiv Adumim. It says in the Torah that you have to have Elim, Oirois Elim Mo'adomim, right? Which means dye, made red, as opposed to skins which are red to start with. So therefore we learn from there that they had to dye the skins of the animals. So therefore in Halacha, dyeing or colouring applies in the classic sense. If you take a material of some kind or a thread and you put it into a dye and it changes colour, that's going to be the Ikar Malacha of Tzevea. But Tzevea also applies if you paint a surface, you take paint, you paint a surface and change the colour of it, even though there is a subtle difference between the two. Because when you dye a material, and you soak the material in the dye, the etzem material itself changes colour. The whole thing changes colour. Masha ein kein, when you take a paint and you paint something, you're just painting the surface of it. But nevertheless, that's also called tzeveya as well. Now, the Yerushalmi, in Perek Klal Godel, Halacha Beis, says another instance where, in the building of the Mishkan, they were actually doing tzeveya. And he said that they would take a stick and they would hit the animals of these elim. And by hitting the animal while it was still alive, the skin would actually turn red. They would then shech the animal, and then the skin itself would have a red appearance to it. In other words, they didn't take a dye, necessarily, and dye it with a different colour. They actually caused the skin itself to change into a different colour. So the Mefarshim, the Shiori Korban on the Rishalmi, asks the question. He says, why do you have to come on to this little strange case over here of hitting the animal and causing it to naturally change its colour? Why didn't the Rishalmi take a poshita case, a simple case, of dyeing the wool, the tcheles? That's an obvious thing, the chayra, that took place in the building of the Mishkan, was to dye the wool with the tcheles to make it blue coloured. So he answers that Yerushalmi holds that they didn't do Tzvias Tchilas. In fact, from the Chilazim. They brought from Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they brought with them wool which was already dyed, the Tchilas color. They didn't use the Chilazim in the Midbar, says the Shiori Korban, to dye the Tzema. How do you know? Because the Gemara says that the Chilazim was found in which area of Eretz Yisrael? Zvulun. The area of Zvulun. And they haven't come into Eretz Yisrael yet. So they didn't have access to the Chilazim. So it must be that they brought dyes from Mitzrayim, perhaps in that area of the world. They had, and it's, I think it's borne out by archaeological evidence, that the Tcheles color was used not only by Yidden for Tzitzis and Bigdei Kehuna, but it was used at that time. And they brought the Tcheles with them. This is what the Shiur Korban says, that they didn't use, they didn't have Chilazim for the Tcheles, they actually brought Tchedes with them from Mitzrayim. Now the Chayyadam in the Shmas Adam Klal Tes Sivkot and Gimel is Doiche this teretz. He rejects this teretz of the Shuri Korban because he says that they did have Tchedes. Because the Medrash, well known Medrash, says that Koyrach took a talis which was Kuloi Tchedes and came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said it's a Chayiv in Tzitzis. And I think the Lashon of the Medrash there is that he dyed it. He actually dyed the material over there. So it seems to be they did have Tcheles dye. Anyway, that's just a side point as to the Shitta of the Yerushalmi. But nevertheless, the point still needs to be addressed. The Yerushalmi says that where was the act of Tzeveya was when they hit the animal and it changed colour and then they shechted it. It doesn't give the example of dyeing with Tcheles. So the Chayyadam says, the Mechudishtika approached, and he says that, according to the Yerushalmi, these types of things, when you change the material, the color of a material with a dye, doesn't come under Tzeveya, but it comes under Melabim. He has a big Arichas there, again, Ein Kan Mokum Naharich, but it comes under Melabim, which is whitening a material, and that is a different Melocha, but the Yerushalmi, the Shit of Yerushalmi, according to the Chayyadam, is that it doesn't come under Tzeveya. Now there's a very important Yisoidistika chiluk between two malachas which we have to speak out in order to try and understand something about Tzeveya. And this comes from the Stipula from the Sefer Kehillas Yaakov. The Yerushalmi says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in the Bi'ah Halacha, the Yerushalmi says, brings the following case, Hatzor Tzura, somebody who takes a kli, and he's Tzor Tzura, he makes a kind of a design, a picture on the kli. And there's two people who do it. One person does it, and then another person does it on top. So the Shalmi says, Harishon Chayev. The first person who does it is Chayev Mishum Koisev. He designs a picture, draws a picture on top of a kli, is Chayev Mishum Koisev for writing. V'hasheni Mishum Tzeveya. And the second person who goes over it is Chayev Mishum Tzeveya. So the obvious question is, if both people have done exactly the same act on the same kli, why is it that the first one is Chayiv Mishum Koisev and the second one is Chayiv Mishum Tzeveya? What exactly is the difference between the two acts that these people have done? So the Stipula explains, and our others explain very similar, in a similar way to the Stipula. We have to understand the chiluk between Tzeveya and Koisev. What is tzeviya? When you color something or you dye something, what are you doing to something? Or you draw a picture on something, you color something in. And his lashon is, "Hu asiyas tikun bedovar hanitzpa." You are doing a tikun in the thing that gets coloured, or where the picture is drawn. You are making a tikun in the thing itself. You're improving the cheftza. You're improving the thing in front of you by doing a picture or colouring it in or dyeing it. You're improving that thing itself. Ksiva is different. Writing is very different. What is writing? When you take a pen and you write on the surface, are you interested in improving that surface in any way? No. You're interested in writing the letters or the words in order to convey some kind of information, some kind of message. Now, just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was that you can't have ois yois poichois ba'avir. It's quite difficult to have letters which are not on a backing. So you have to take a pen and you write on a piece of paper. And when you write on a piece of paper or a surface, that provides a backing for the words. But you're not improving the paper in any way whatsoever. You just need a surface. The ikar melacha there is the writing, because you need the letters or the words. But you're not improving the surface. That's not what ksiva is all about. So, says the stipler, in this Yerushalmi that we quoted just now, where it says we have two people, and the first person draws a picture on the kli, and the second person draws on top, or colours on top. The first one is Chayiv Mishum Koisev, and the second one is Chayiv Mishum Seveya. Why? Because the first person is drawing the picture as a kind of an outline over there, in order that the person who comes afterwards can then fill it in, and then colour it in. So the first person, what he draws on there is not trying to improve the Kli itself. He is just providing a message, an outline, for the second person who's going to come along afterwards and draw the picture on there. So the first one is Chayiv Mishum Koisev, because he is giving writing on there to provide an outline, a message. And the second person who comes along and fills it all in, who draws the picture on it, the actual picture that's going to remain on the kli, what is he doing? He's being miyape u'mashpiach es hakli. He is improving the kli itself. So that's why the first one, says the stipler, is Chayiv Mishum Koisev, and the second one is Chayiv Mishum Seveya. Now, with that understanding, we have to bear this in mind the whole way through. The Tzviya is when you are improving the Kli, or the surface, or the item that you are changing the colour of, or you are dyeing. That is what Tzviya is. You're trying to be Mashpiach, the Etzem Cheftza, which you have. Now, what happens in the following case? A person is eating berries on Shabbos, strawberries or other kinds of berries. And very often, these type of fruits are coloured, and they leave a coloured liquid on a person's mouth. And then a person takes a towel or a napkin or a serviette, and for the moment, let's talk about proper material, ones made of proper material, as opposed to disposable ones. And a person takes this material, and he wipes his mouth, and the dye, or the colouring, from the berries then goes onto the material. Is this called Seveya on Shabbos? Doraisa, Dorabonon? Is it Osa? Or is it perfectly acceptable to do this on Shabbos? That's the question. Now this question is addressed already by Rishonim, Sefer Yireyim. The Sefer Yireyim in Meleches HaTzeveya is brought down in the Sefer Oyezarua, Simon Samach Gimel, Sifkot and Hay, says, Sorech Odom, Lizoher, a person has to be careful. Im Shoyse B'Shabbos Mashkim Tzavuim, if a person drinks on Shabbos colored liquid, Kamoi Tusim Oy Peri, berries or different types of peris, Lizoher Shaloi Yitzbu Mapio Yisehem, should be careful not to end up coloring the serviette, the napkin that you are using. The chein, im chotach etzboi, if a person hurt his finger, cut his finger. The hadam shoyseis, and the blood is coming out. Yizoyah shelo yitein alav shum dovor. You should be very careful not to put on it anything, any material, mivnei tzoveya, because you're going to end up being tzoveya the material. Afa pi shehu makalkel, even though this is destructive. And normally, what do we say? Kol hamakalkalin peturin. Hilchos Shabbos, a general rule. Kol hamakalkalin peturin. So what's the problem? Nevertheless, as we said before, potu means potu aval osu. So it's going to be osu midrabanon to put one's bleeding finger, chas v'shalom, onto a piece of material, according to this opinion, because of the malacha of tzoveya. V'chein kosav beleket yoshe. Beleket yoshe, who was one of the talmidim of the Chumas Hadeshen, the later Rishonim, says that once it happened on a Shabbos, the Chumas Hadeshen cut his finger, and a lot of blood was coming out, and he didn't want to put it onto a beged, onto any kind of garment, and even onto a red-coloured garment, a red towel. And there you would have thought, well, it's not going to dye it in any way whatsoever, because the garment is red already. So what? In what way is the red blood going to contribute to the appearance, the colour of the beged itself? Nevertheless, the Shumas Hadeshen didn't want to do it at all. And instead of doing that, he put his hand on a piece of wood to stop the blood, and for some reason he held that was different. There's a kasha, why is it different, etc., because you're going to end up dyeing the wood as well. But again, that's another story, and arichas to explain what the difference is putting it on wood. But we see clearly there that Chumas Hadeshen took on as well, that one should be very careful to make sure blood or other coloured substances doesn't go onto material. And this is also brought in the Rekeach as well. The Radbaz, in Tshuvas HaRadbaz, Chedek Aleph, Simon Reish Yud Gimel, argues on this. And he says the following: we've never seen anybody who's careful about this. We've never seen people careful about wiping their mouths or wiping their fingers. It is a chumra yaseira. This is not the way the people who want to colour a piece of material go about colouring materials. They don't take material. If I want to dye a material by making some clothes and I want to make it red, I don't take the material and wipe it on my mouth or on my finger, which is bleeding. That's just not the way to do it. The eidza derech tzivia, ela derech lichluch. And here comes a very important principle. Derech lichluch. You are just dirtying the material. This is not derech tzivia, this is derech lichluch. You're just dirtying the material. And the makor for such a heter is in a different malacha. Anyone know which malacha it is in? It's the malacha of melabein, whitening or laundering garments. So again, a person is not allowed to take water or a cleaning substance and put it onto a material and clean it on Shabbos. That's another malacha. But some Rishonim hold that if you go in, the Gemara says, for example, a person can go through water on Shabbos or on Yom Tov in order to be mekabel pnei rabbi. A person's Rebbe lives quite far away and he has to go through water, a stream, in order to get there. The Gemara says that you can do it. And there's various explanations. How come we're not worried that the water of the stream is going to clean the beged? And one of the heterion the Rishonim bring is derech lichluch. You're not cleaning the beged that way. In fact, you're dirtying it. So therefore, he borrows that concept from Malabin and brings it into Tzoveya and says that Tzoveya derech lichluch is also not Tzoveya. And therefore, a person who takes the beged and wipes his mouth with it or his finger, and the blood goes onto it, or the fruit juice goes onto it, is derech lichluch, and therefore it is mutter. And that is what the Radbaz says, and other Rishonim, the Ogur, the Ritva, also say a similar point. Now, we can't leave it there, it's not so simple. Because the Mogen Avraham comes in Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shinchof, Sivkot and Chof Dalet, and the Mogen Avraham says that, not so simple. Because even in Melechet Melavein, where we are trying to borrow this concept from, of Derech Lichluch, it's a machlokes over there. Some poskim don't hold of Derech Lichluch over there. So if already, in Melavein, which is all about cleaning, there are poskim will hold that when you make something wet, Derech Lichluch, it still doesn't help. You're doing the opposite of the malach. The malach is to clean. And yet, if you do it in a dirtying fashion, it's still not a heter, even in Ibun. So definitely we cannot say such an idea when it comes to Tzoveya. So there is no heter, says the Magen Avraham, of Tzoveya derech lichluch. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Simon Shinchof as well, Sivchof Zayin, paskins, or says, Yesh lahachmir kedas the Magen Avraham. One should be machmir, like the Magen Avraham, not to rely on such a heter. The Prima Godim says that, based on this idea, if a person has imagine your Shabbos white tablecloth before the invention of plastic coverings, and you have a Shabbos white tablecloth, and some mashkin tzavuim fall onto it. They tip over and spill onto the thing. One shouldn't try and scrape it up with a knife to sort of scrape it off to the other table, if that's going to cause that these coloured liquids spread further over the table, because that's also going to dye the material. And even though it's derech lichluch, we are being told over here we have to be machmir and not to rely on the heter of derech lichluch. And the Shabruah brings his Krim HaGodim down, but says that there are yesh mikidim, and therefore, if it's very difficult, one can be mekel. So therefore, ideally, one should be choshish for the opinion that even if you end up dirtying the material, it's still awesome. You shouldn't spread the liquids. You shouldn't put the fruit juice onto the baguette. One should try to be machmir for this. But if it is very, very difficult, then one has mekilim, one has lenient opinions to be soimechon, and to hold that when it is derech lichluch, one does not have to be makpid about this. That's the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, how the Mishnah Berurah decides. Mishnah Berurah is in Shin, various different places. Now, all of this, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is all talking about when it is a beged, which is something where the derech is to dye the beged. The type of material which people would dye. Something which is not the derech to dye, to colour, one doesn't have to be makpid on this, because that's not called tzviya. So he says, Hainu mishum shamakla darko b'tzviya. This chumra over here, or this din, is only because the derech of a mapa is made of material, and materials are things that get coloured. And if you were to be doing it shaloi b'derech lichluch, you'd be doing definitely a malachar of tzviya. So therefore, even if you're doing it b'derech lichluch, so then we don't care. It doesn't make a difference, and it's not allowed. But if you're taking something, a type of material which one doesn't care about dyeing, care about colouring, it's not the type of thing, and contemporary poskim say that, for example, disposable tissues or cloth and things like that are things which people don't dye, and I saw Rabbi Falk point out that in fact you can't even dye paper when once it's been manufactured. The dye doesn't hold. So therefore it's actually mekalkel the paper. So it's not these things nowadays, these disposable things, are not things that people actually colour. And therefore it's mutter to use disposable tissues or cloths in order to mop up a spill or the like. And that would be mutter according to everybody. That's how many contemporary poskim paskin, the Ketos HaShulchan from Reb Chaim Noah and the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosa. I would like to finish with an example, an important example, which perhaps one may not have thought is a shaila of tzoveya. In practice we see it's not, but it has a ramification. And this was addressed by many poskim about 30 years ago when these things were invented. And these are called photogray lenses, or photochromic lenses, which for those who don't know, means you have a regular pair, it seems like a regular pair of glasses, which when you go into the sun, the sun causes the glasses to change colour, and they become sunglasses. And then when you go out of the sun, after a few moments, it goes back to becoming regular glasses. Now, is this called tzoveya, or is this not? Yes, it's not miskayim, but we learned right at the beginning of this year that even tzoveya, which is not miskayim, is also midrabonon. So therefore, is this called tzoveya, or is it not? Now, there's various different tshuvas that deal with it. We haven't got the time to deal with all of them. But I want to pick from two tshuvas. One is Igros Moshe from Moshe Feinstein, and one is from Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kilchoso, from Rav Neuwirth, and also from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as well. And Rav Moshe says that there's no problem of tzeveya with these glasses. It's not a problem at all. And the reason is because nothing gets coloured. Nothing actually gets coloured at all. Rav Moshe understood that there is some kind of substance which is in there, and it's as though, for example, a person takes a piece of glass. Imagine I must have a piece of glass here, and I take this and I put this behind the piece of glass. Yeah, so it changes, seemingly changes the colour of the glass, but we all know it doesn't actually change the colour of the glass. It's just blocking out, and therefore you haven't actually changed. Moshe understood that's exactly what's happening with these glasses. You're not changing the actual glass itself. There's some kind of chomer in there which reacts to the sunlight, and therefore it's not called tzoveya of the glass itself. Then he addresses a separate shail about tikkun monet, which we'll leave to the side. So therefore, Moshe paskins, and that's basically the nekuda, the reason why he allowed it, was because he held that no tzoveya actually happens there at all. And Rav Ozna and Rav Nissen Karelitz and other poskim all paskin that it is mutter. It's not a problem at all. The Mishneh Halachas from Rabbi Nasha Klein, Zatzal says three reasons why it is mutter. Firstly, he says that you're not doing it biyodayim, not doing it actively, it's all passively. When you go in the sun, you walk in the sun, and this happens by itself. So therefore, that's not a problem. Secondly, it has no kiyum at all. The chlal, it goes backwards and forwards, it has no kiyum. And thirdly, he says that, again, very much like Ramosha, it's not a colouring of the material itself, it's just a substance in there that reacts to the sunlight and naturally changes colour in its own right, but you're not colouring anything else. That's how they understand the reason why one should be matir. The Shemir Shabbos Kehilchosa seems to take on a different, he has very half a line about it, but he seems to take on a different approach. And he says, basically, because the person is not doing it himself. It's completely passive. The person is not doing it. Sha'odam atzmoy eino tzivea. The person himself is not colouring it. V'habadumya da'odam sheyeshiv b'shemesh u'mishtazif. It's like sunbathing. It's like going into the sun and your skin actually changes colour, which most poskim hold is not a problem of tzivea at all, and therefore the Shemir Shabbos says it is mutter. And then he also says because it has no kiyum at all, it goes backwards and forwards the whole time. Somebody once raised the following question. You can buy in the shops a type of spoon for serving food to children, to babies. And the spoon, when you put it into hot food, changes colour. So the person who's serving the food, who's feeding the baby, can actually see, it's a plastic, which changes colour, and the person can see whether the food is too hot or not, and therefore whether it's suitable to feed to the baby or not. And is this a shaila of tzeveya, or is it not a shaila of tzeveya? No, it doesn't melt. The spoon doesn't melt, because if it melted, then you couldn't use it, right? It changes the colour, and then again, when it comes out of the hot food, it changes colour again, back again. So it sounds a little bit like these glasses that change colour naturally, dependent on the external circumstances or what's happening. However, Ramosha said with the glasses, that's not called tzivea. Why? Just not. It's a chemical inside, it doesn't change the material itself. That was his focus. Again here, this is also perhaps not called tzivea, according to Ramosha. But Shlomo Zalman, in Shlomo Shabbos Kehilchosa, who made the dogish, the emphasis on the Maisa Odom, or the person actually doing it themselves, then it could possibly be, I don't know, because he doesn't talk about this case, that this may not be allowed, according to him. Because you, biyodayim, are actually causing the thing to change. I don't know a hachra on that. I'd be very interested if anybody had any further information on that.
If you're not doing biyodayim, if someone passing a door, it automatically opens.
It's a very large topic. Pardon? It's a very large topic, and I'm not going to consider it now. Come on.